Jesus is risen. Matthew chapter 28 verses 1 through 10. Mark chapter 16 verses 1 through 10. Luke chapter 24 verses 1 through 11. And John chapter 20 verses 1 through 18.
After Jesus died, some of his friends laid his body in a big tomb. They sealed it shut with a large round stone. Soldiers guarded the tomb. 3 days later, the earth shook. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven and pushed the stone away from the tomb. Then the angel sat on the stone. When the soldiers saw the angel, they fell to the ground. Mary was walking to the tomb with some of her friends. They saw the angel, who said,
"Do not be afraid. Jesus is not here. He has risen. Go and tell Peter and the other disciples that Jesus is alive."
On their way, the women saw Jesus. They fell to their knees and worshiped him. Jesus smiled and said,
"Go tell the others that I will see them in Galilee."
So Mary ran to tell the disciples.
Jesus returns. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 20.
The disciples had locked themselves in a small room because they were afraid the leaders would send soldiers to arrest them. Suddenly, Jesus appeared to them. He said,
"Peace be with you."
They thought he was a ghost, but Jesus said,
"Touch my hands and my feet so that you will know it is really me."
The disciples cheered. They were very, very happy to see Jesus again.
A net full of fish. John chapter 21, verses 1 through 14.
Peter went fishing with some of the disciples. They fished from their boat all night, but they did not even catch one fish. Early the next morning, someone from the shore shouted,
"You have not caught any fish, have you?"
"No,"
they replied.
"Cast your net to the right side of the boat,"
the man said. As soon as they did, their net was full of fish. Then Peter knew the man was Jesus. He jumped out of the boat and swam to shore. Jesus asked him,
"Do you love me?"
Peter said,
"You know I do."
Jesus said,
"If you love me, then take good care of my people."